Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. This podcast is going to be on time, specifically the time that you have available during your day. You know, one day it happens. You look in the mirror and you don't recognize the person looking back at you. Perhaps the decades have slipped by and you're an older version of what you feel or internally visualize. Maybe it's not just decades, but months, and something has physically changed that you didn't notice before. Or perhaps it's not a visual thing at all, but the realization that time has slipped by and you're not sure how you got to where you are today. Who stole your time? The answer is no one stole your time. You let it slip away. You know, you can't control the passing of time. You can't slow it down, temporarily stop it, speed it up, or even turn it back. Depressing? Maybe a little, but you can't control time. However, the good news is that you can influence how you spend every hour, every minute, and every second of every day that you have available. If you know what the top time thieves are, you can conquer them to influence, utilize, and enjoy the time that you have in every day for the rest of your life. So you ready? Here are the top time thieves. Number one, watching television. Number two, checking email and social networking sites. Number three, answering the phones. Number four, texting. Number five, multitasking. Number six, doing your daily tasks. Number seven, meetings. And number eight, casual conversations. In this podcast, I'm going to address the number one top time waster, which is watching television. Watching television is absolutely one of the biggest and most unnecessary time wasters. It was Edward R. Murrow who said that television may be the opiate of the people. And how right he was. The average American adult watches 35 hours of television a week. Now that's almost equal to a full-time job. This is completely unnecessary. Now, I understand the need in our lives for entertainment, and I admit to watching my fair share of television in my life, but 35 hours a week? If you are one of those chronic TV watchers, you need to put yourself on a television diet as soon as possible. People give all sorts of weak excuses for watching television. I've heard some people say that they just put the TV on for background noise. Well, let me ask you a question. If you put the TV on for background noise, why do you need background noise? You know, even though you may not be consciously paying attention to the television, your mind is still taking it all in, which means that at some level, it's distracting you from the task at hand. Here's another of my favorites. I just turn it on to watch the news. Now, I understand you might want to know what's going on in the world, but do you really need a whole hour of news? And on top of that, 78% of news stories are negative. So you can both waste your time and get depressed. If you must stay informed on the world, national, or even the local events, get yourself an online newsreader and scan the top stories. You can stay current on everything that's going on in about 10 to 20 minutes, tops. Reality television is another popular pastime. If your life is so boring that you have to watch the mundane activities of real people on television, you really do need to turn it off and get a life. Why are you watching others live when you can go out and create an exciting, interesting, and fulfilling life for yourself? You know, you might like lifestyles of the rich and famous, but watching it won't make you rich or famous. Maybe you're not the average person and you only watch one-third that much television. Well, that's still over 10 hours, and you have to ask yourself, Is this the best use of my time? Do you get everything you want to get done in a day, or do you have everything you want in life? If not, this could be a great place to get the time to start accomplishing those things. Do you know what 30 minutes of extra time a day is worth? It's worth a lot. Let me give you an example. If you took 30 minutes from your television time and applied it towards learning something new, you'd be absolutely amazed at what knowledge you could accumulate. 30 minutes a day for 1 year is 182 hours. Now, a typical college course takes 15 weeks of lecture, 1 hour a week, and 45 hours of external study. If you spent only 30 minutes a day for an entire year on learning something new, you would achieve the equivalent time spent in 3 college courses. Are you ready to start eliminating time thieves? If so, check back on the list that I gave you earlier, and if one of those applies to you, like number 1, television, slim it down and apply it towards making your life better. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performer Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.